Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's Easy Place to Relax, broadcasting live from the jewel of the Caribbean, Montego Bay in Jamaica. And of course, Jamaica, so many amazing experiences, the culture, the music, the sun, the sand, and the food. And food is very much a part of Jamaican culture. And I'm delighted now to be joined by Jason Russell, who is the owner of Pier 1 Restaurant, which is in Montego Bay itself, Jason, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Greetings.
Well, greetings back to you. It's great to have you with us. So tell us then about the food, because I can't really overestimate how important or how much food is a part of the Jamaican culture. You love your food.
Oh, yes. Good food. Yes, definitely. Of course, you have our traditional jerk, which is our, you know, it's a spicy rub that we put on our meats.
I've been asking people, can you give me the recipe for that? Nobody
will give it to me. No. We'd have to kill you first. Yes, exactly. But for us, mainly what we offer is seafood. Yeah. And of course, being on an island, seafood is all around us. You know, crab, fish, lobster, of course, is one of our number one dishes. And then we do a seafood medley pot, which is like a boil with almost every seafood you can imagine. And that, you know, that you go crazy over that.
Go crazy over. So are you a chef yourself?
I would like to think so, but no. I'm more a bartender or a DJ than a chef.
Okay, but that's all part of the experience
isn't
it?
I'm front of house.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, I've been learning quite a lot of different things about Jamaican food over the last few days that I've been here. One thing that I discovered that I'd never even heard of was breadfruit, and that's a part of the diet here. Yeah, which is a fruit that kind of tastes, well, like bread.
Like bread, yes. If you roast it, it's just like bread. I mean, you can also put it in other stuff, but our favorite way to do it is to have an open flame. You just throw it in there, have it roasted. It gets really black and weird looking, and then you peel that black stuff back, and you have a beautiful bread inside. It's amazing. It's really, really something you have to have once you're here.
Okay, absolutely. So for the benefit of people listening then, can you just describe the Pier 1 experience?
Oh, you have a lot of time. Pier 1 is 360 water. We're a marina. We're on a jetty. And you get the feeling that you're on a boat.
Ooh,
you know, you're looking left and right and in front of you, and all you're seeing is this beautiful Caribbean ocean and this nice soft wind that always blows across.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the reggae music is chanting in the background, and you're at the bar having a beer, and that's perfection. A nice shrimp cocktail or a steamed fish, and you're in heaven. And we get crazy. We get crazy after hours. We turn the music up and play music from all over the world, and it's a good time. It's a place where all Jamaicans come to, all tourists come to. We like to think of it as a watering hole where all the animals come to play.
So, I like that.
So it's a good time, and we don't stress any one particular thing. It's just come and do what you do and have a good time.
Isn't that amazing though about one of the things that I find so incredible about the culture here is that it is so relaxed. It is so joyous. Everybody wants to have a good time, and everybody wants to share having a good time.
Oh, yes. And it's our motto, you know, out of many, one people.
Yeah.
It is a melting pot, and we don't exclude. We try to think of ourselves as an inclusive culture. Come on, you know, we're cooking something. You can have a piece.
Okay.
You know, and it's part of what we do.
Recommendations then. We'll start with, for meat eaters, what would you recommend?
The filet mignon, funny enough, or the surf and turf with the filet and a piece of lobster, which is hits all the palates.
Okay,
right
so therefore, if I said for the fish eaters, then are you going to go with the lobster or
no? I would go with a foil roasted fish, slow roasted, packed with vegetables and spices, and you get it wrapped in foil. And when you open that, the aroma alone, you know, blows you away. That's definitely a must have.
Okay, and vegetarians.
We have a jerk tofu, that's pretty good. We have a curry veggie chunks, that's also really good. But I would say the jerk tofu. It's very interesting, very Jamaican-like.
Okay, all right. And if you're not vegetarian, why not try all three anyway?
Why not? why not? And definitely have a Red Stripe beer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Jason Russell from Pier 1 Restaurant, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Pier 1 in Montego Bay, and definitely a must visit when you come here. So if anyone wants to find out more information and see the menus and what you have on offer, where do they go?
You can just check us out on our website, pier1jamaica.com.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much for taking the time. A pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you for having me.